أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا يوم الفصل جمعناكم والأولين فإن كان لكم كيد فكيدون ويل يومئذ للمكذبين صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى speaks about the situation and the condition of the disobedient, the disbelievers, that on the day of Qiyamah, whatever they say will not be of any avail to them. Whatever excuses they make, those excuses will not be accepted. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, هذا يوم الفصل, that this is the day of decision, the decision that will be meted out to people, and now people will know forever and ever what this situation will be, whether it is in the everlasting bliss of Allah, may Allah ta'ala grant that, or whether it will be in the everlasting misery of the fire of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all that known. Jama'naakum wal awwaleen. We will gather you and we will gather those before you. In other words, those of before, those of ancient times, right from Adam alayhi salatu was salam. Now, every Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will present himself on the day of Qiyamah. And like that, every human being, whether it is a wali of Allah, whether it is a mu'min, whether it is a kafir, whether it is obedient or disobedient, whether it is a king or subject, whoever it is, every person will have to avail himself on the day of Qiyamah. And this is one important aspect with regards to our iman, our yaqeed, our consciousness of the day of Qiyamah. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is definitely and most certainly going to resurrect us, and we are all going to present ourselves in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَكِيدُونَ. That if you have a plan, if you have a plan, and this is directed to the kafir, to the disbelievers, and more especially again to the Quraysh in the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they used to say things with regards to the day of Qiyamah. Some of it was that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed us in this world with material things, then why shouldn't we be blessed with the everlasting bliss of Allah, if that is a reality, if there is truth in it? Some of them used to say, we would excuse ourselves and we will not avail ourselves. And others would say that we would place our wealth and our children in lieu of us. So they used to say all these different things with regards to the day of Qiyamah. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in one simple sentence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ, that if you have a plan, if you have a plan to excuse yourself, to absent yourself from the day of Qiyamah, to relieve yourself, release yourself from the day of Qiyamah, فَكِيدُونِ, then bring that plan against me. Bring this plan into operation. In Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it a little bit differently. Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-ins, in istata'tum an tanfudhu min aqtari as-samawati wal-ard, fanfudhu la tanfudhuna illa bisultan. O assembly of insan, human beings and jinn, if you have the ability to bypass and surpass the zones of the heavens and the skies, that right now you are going to be brought on this plane, in the plane of the day of Qiyamah. If you have the ability to bypass this, to surpass this, to move away from the planes of Qiyamah, then do it. But you'll never be able to do it but with an authority. Of course, had Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had excused you, then that would have been a different thing. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not resurrected you, that would have been a different thing. But that is not to happen. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you have this plan, then bring this plan. If you have the plan of bringing your children and your wealth in lieu of yourselves, then bring that also. Let's see if those tricks work. First of all, where are you going to find that wealth? Where are you going to find those children? Where are you going to find that family members? Who is going to stand in lieu of you? there is going to be absolutely no one. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala once again says that destruction be on that day to those who have belied, those who had denied the assembly on the day of Qiyamah and their presence on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.